Hello, this is Dan McDonald, head baseball coach at the University of Louisville. You're listening to the home of Cardinal Baseball on 93.9 The Ville.
Run.
Where the f*** have we here? These motherfuckers all throwing no rolls. These guys with a bad dream better not sleep. They can know those do some. Oh, what the hell have we done? It's alive and it's hungry as for. Better hide all the sides of the dough. What is out of my control? You wish you out of luck. I don't wanna be unfair, but the pair we got beat that we shoot. You got good spot with that new vibe. Who's right? Good squad without new one. I don't wanna sound unkind, but the sounds I'm making. The sounds of the hound that I'm howling. Under your bed, I'm here growling.
Same time, if it says clean,
if your child comes to you and says, Dad, I told a kid at school, mother F him. Would you consider that clean?
I would not. And he would be in trouble.
Fair.
And he would be in trouble. There was nothing clean about that.
It says clean. And did you hear any swear words? No.
Before I get to the phone lines, let me take a second to give a special, special shout out and thanks to one of the newest members of the team. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide. The moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience. Best service and the fairest possible price. And it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold. Or definitely go see Mark. And they'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, effluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call, 812-725-9217. Or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com.
And let me remind everybody, today for lunch, Mondays got a lot more awesome around here. because now Mondays are Chick-fil-A days. And if you need a simple dinner for your family, you can try catering from Chick-fil-A Stony Brook or Chick-fil-A Bardstown Road. From the Chick-fil-A nuggets to the mac and cheese, enjoy a variety of tray options sized perfectly for your crew. Order through the Chick-fil-A app, which I do all the time. It's so easy. I love the Chick-fil-A app.
But I hate apps.
We'll have dinner ready in no time. Chick-fil-A Stony Brook, Chick-fil-A Bardstown Road. Best source for your catering needs. Order requirements may vary. Today, they're bringing in some chicken tenders and, of course, some mac and cheese. God, I just love it when I find me a burnt mac and cheese. I'm like, come on, man.
Are you serious?
And
about
the tendies. Oh, my gosh. David, man, he's the best.
Here's the problem. Hold tight 1 second, Antonio. The problem is, I know me. And once I graduate to the app world, I have a rotation of places that, you know, me having to get out my car is a little extra, you know, it takes a little extra energy and effort. So I try to face that.
Everybody, Marcus. That's exactly why he did that. That was garbage.
Why are you so dismissive of my life?
That was garbage because I know what you were doing.
These are struggles, Steve, I have to deal with on a daily basis.
Yeah, I know, man.
Most people would
six four, got a frame the size of a house.
I have to get around.
That's why when we had that incident at the restaurant that one time and you were on the ground, the dude looked at me and I was like, he's fine. He could get in that chair quicker than you could.
I need help.
That's what I wanted to say. Guy was mortified, and I literally looked at this guy. And was like, you could both lay down. He'd be up there before you was.
Steve, I need empathy.
Well, the app would help you.
I know, and that's the problem.
They're amazing, dude.
Once I get with the app, I'm not getting out my
car. I won't mention other restaurants today because this is Chick-fil-A day. But there are other fast food restaurants that I frequent that I'm all in on the app now.
Who uses the app more, you or Blank?
Ooh.
Or James.
Ooh, good point.
Well, now I've retired from DoorDash. It's thievery. It's thievery.
It's that bad?
Yeah.
I've never done it before.
No, seriously, you put in an order. At McDonald's because we were around the house one day, and it was like, you know what? Let's just get them to deliver some food here. McDonald's 5 minutes from my house, okay? I was like, here, I put it in DoorDash, $53, right? I said, let me just put it in on the app and see what it is. $27. I was like,
yeah, that sounds about right.
I'll never get DoorDash again. I'm done.
It's literally double. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm done.
Well, there goes middays with Marcus Maben and DoorDash. Yeah. Partnerships.
No, I know. We don't want your money.
Now, Uber Eats, on the other hand.
Even though you should have plenty to throw around. DoorDash. Yeah.
Listen. Yeah, we can work something out, DoorDash. I'll get Steve to backtrack on
that. What's the other one? Postmates. It's Postmates, DoorDash,
down at Disney, Postmates is what you use.
Postmates.
Yeah, like Uber.
That's the big one?
Yeah. Florida is more like you get on Postmates, you'll get it quicker, you know, stuff. So,
see, I told you. He knows Disney.
Antonio, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Antonio.
Good morning, fellas. I watched that Kentucky press conference yesterday, and, other than the fans showing up, I don't understand how they can claim.
And Tony, can you get a little closer to the phone? It's kind of.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
It's tough, but okay, we'll try to figure it out.
Can you hear me now?
Yep. Better? Yep, it's fine.
Okay. Yeah. No, I was just trying to say I watched that, and it just seemed like just regular Kentucky speak, but. Now, the reason why I wanted to ask you fellas a question, like, given how tough the SEC is going to be next year, list the coaches in order of rank in the SEC that y'all would put. Like, how would y'all rank the coaches in the SEC today? Because I think the SEC might be the best basketball conference next year in the country, given the coaches in it. But I'll hang up and listen, fellas. Thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate the call. I'm gonna have to disappoint you on this one a little bit, Antonio. First of all,
I think I saw my arm off with one of these nice Chick-fil-A brands.
I feel it. First of all, this is not June or July. There's no way we're doing ranking lists in April. We cannot do ranking lists. Number two, we cannot do SEC coaches ranking lists.
Antonio, do you know what the listeners would do to us if I said, okay, we're going to rank the SEC coaches, and where does Mark Pope stand up against those guys?
Okay.
I like Antonio. Is he trying to get us killed?
No, he's a great caller.
We love Antonio.
We love Antonio. Yeah, no, there's no beef there at all. I'm just like, yeah. Yeah, they will physically, someone will physically assault us if we were like, okay.
That's a brick through the windshield.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Here's Mark Pope, and where does he stand up against the SEC coaches? Somebody would attack this place. It would be like zombies just start running and throwing, like on the Will Smith movie, and just throwing themselves up against the window.
The scary, fast ones.
Yeah. Like, they're just like,
I am legend.
Boom. Yeah, I am legend. Yeah. That's what they would be doing to that window right there.
I didn't enjoy I'm Legend.
No, that was troubling.
Yeah, I didn't like that movie.
That one troubled me.
The ending sucked, too.
The ending sucked, too?
I know, the alternate ending was way better.
Yeah.
Way better. Oh, yeah, he saves the day. Yeah, it's awesome.
But he doesn't need to. It's the thing. Like, he sacrifices. It's like, well, we could all get out together. He's like, no, I'll hold them off. It's like, yeah, but or, hear me out. Like, you know, smartest guy that's remaining on the planet, we all leave together. No, I got this. I have a grenade and danger on my mind.
I try to stop saying I didn't like a movie. You know, the movie wasn't done how I would have done it. It wouldn't ended how I would have done it. That was
it
your
pissed me off. No, it pissed me off.
It left you angry and demoralized.
Yes.
Javon Hadley?
Wait.
Okay. I thought that's where you were going.
Yeah, I will after we get this one out the way.
Okay.
I do want.
Excuse me for talking about the recruit. My bad. Well, you just, the elephant in the room. Yeah, but you looked at me like it was like you gave me your jackass.
No,
I felt
you, it. You missed out. You were wrong on that one.
I felt it. Listen, you're like, shut up.
No, I only wanted to say, hey,
let's get it.
Are we going to make any sentence, a declarative statement about the Kentucky press conference yesterday? What is your declarative statement?
It happened.
It was a nice entrance. I'll give him that. It was.
Nice entrance. I'll give him that.
Off the bus. It was nice.
That's cool. He come off the bus carrying a trophy.
It was a good entrance. It was a good entrance.
Fantastic.
That is a total Mickey Mouse voice.
Yeah, I know.
I don't sound like Mickey Mouse. It was a good. Yeah, I know.
He is giving you the Mickey Mouse voice.
with the freaking the fingers in the nose.
He put his whole team off the bus.
It was cool. Goodbye.
Yeah, it happened. It was a Kentucky coach press conference. It was. Yeah, he got up there and he led the cheers like a cheerleader.
Can I say it felt a bit overcompensating?
Yeah, because it did.
I thought it was a cool entrance, but I also totally agree with Marcus there.
Did it feel over?
Little bit.
I hadn't spoke to anybody about this press conference at all, right? But when I saw it and then I think the reaction to it was overcompensating.
Yeah.
Like we had a great press conference. So it's like, oh my God, we just had the greatest. I'm like, oh. Like, Steve said it happened. But man.
And here's the thing.
Maybe the social media presence of it.
Well, but here's the thing. Immediately people will say, well, Louisville fans got excited about their press conference. Well, yeah, because Louisville fans haven't sniffed anything that would even be remotely a tournament. Hell, we went to the Maui and we wasn't there. I mean, we were in it, but we weren't there. Like, you guys are coming off a 3 seed. It was just like, this is the greatest, thing that's ever happened. Mark Pope said he loves us.
You were a 3 seed.
Yeah, you were a 3 seed in the NCAA tournament this year.
What were you the year before that?
A 6. And the year before that, they were a 2. And the tournament before that, they were in the Elite Eight. Like, dude, y'all were ranked high as number 2 in the country this year. Yeah.
Oh, my God, Matt Jones, ask a question. Ah! Yes!
Okay. Yeah, awesome. Cool. It was a good press conference.
He said we're going to shoot 3s. He said we're going to shoot 3s.
Okay. We get it.
Yeah, your offensive efficiency last year was like tops of the
game. Yeah, you were scoring. You were dropping 100 a game last year. Like, God bless. I watched you score 112 on Bama. Like, every time I looked up, Kentucky was scoring 90 and 100. Like, it's awesome.
What are you so? Why are y'all overcompensating?
I know. It's so, like, God,
that's a great point.
Like,
Steve,
why can't you just be like, okay, it's cool. He gets us, and we want that.
Tanner brought up a great point. He came in. He's like, I love how UK Twitter right now is we had the best press conference ever, and everybody is leaving. Everybody,
yeah,
is decommitting or entering the transfer portal. Everyone.
Less than 24 hours later, it's like, oh yeah, but people like everybody's gonna stay after this. Yeah, and then everybody's like, yeah, no, we're good. We're good. Even the dude from BYU, the center, is like, well, I at least got to look at Louisville first. Like, I'm probably going to go to Kentucky, but I got to at least check Louisville out first.
See,
but
I wish we would have had this conversation a little more in depth, but like, when you say it out loud and say, like, did y'all really act like that?
Yeah, I know. Like, God.
Over, and you know what else it reminds you? You better get your players in.
Yeah.
You better be ready to play some ball.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, that was a high-scoring team you had last year.
Yeah. Like, yeah, no, like, Pope would be fine.
You'd
be
the Final Four caliber team.
He'll be fine, but it's like, it feels almost like, you're trying to talk yourself into it.
You know what it is? You know what it is, Steve? It's you had to put together a TBT team after you saw us.
Yeah. That's probably true.
It's that overcompensation.
Yeah.
Guess who we got playing on TBT team?
It's gonna be the greatest TBT of all time.
Okay. That's exactly what it feels like.
We're like, yeah, that's cool.
Okay, Javon Hadley.
Javon Hadley.
What do you know about
him? Yeah, I was going to say, let's get back to talking about, you know, players. On
Yeah, actual players.
I wanted to tweet it out so bad, but I was like, I don't want to jinx Jaden Kwanitz.
Uh-huh.
I almost tweeted Jaden Kwanitz last night. I was like,
You were going to tag him?
No. Like, I was going to retweet that. Be like, yeah, but cool press conference. Yeah, meanwhile, Coach Kelsey's over here cooking. All right. Devon Hadley. Talking about another. Listen, do these
Devon Hadley.
Yeah.
Colorado.
Uh-huh.
Wing.
Yep. 6'6". Wing guard.
Oh, yeah.
He's listed as a guard.
Compare him.
But, well, listen, compared to other guys that he's looking for, do these numbers sound familiar? 12 a game, 12 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. That sound familiar? 53.8% from the field. That sound familiar? That's the type of player Coach Kelsey wants. You can tell. He wants a guy that it's very rare you're seeing a 22 a game, 1 rebound, you know, what I like to now call Trey White stat lines.
One-dimensional.
Yeah. Yeah.
Extremely one-dimensional.
You go back through here. Let me just, you know, you look at some of the point totals this year. Now, remember, he played in the Pac-12. Just 12, 5, 15, 20, 15, 13, 20, 13, 8, 13, 19, 15, 2. Who was 2 against? Washington State. What happened there, dude?
He had a cold.
Oh, had to. 24, 11, 15, 6, 19. You get the point. I could keep going. There's a lot of double digits here. And then I go and I look at the rebounding numbers, and I say, well, what did he do rebounding? 7, 7, 12, 6, 9, 10, 6, 11, 5, 7, 3, 6, 9, 8, 5, 2, 4, 4, 4, 5, 7, 9. Like, you know, and it's like, okay. Like, no, this is a dude that you're like, okay. No, he makes plays.
Yeah, guard rebounding, 6 rebounds is a buy-in guy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a real buy-in guy.
Absolutely, man. Because,
like, you can box out and leave rebounding to anybody.
Athletic. You can go find highlights of him dunking on somebody in transition. You know, probably the best from 3 spotted up, catch and shoot type guy.
Mm-hmm.
Player though, man. And he's old. He's a 1-year guy. Yeah. He's an old guy.
Also, when
Indian Hills, I think is where he played. That's JUCO, right?
Community college.
So he's a kid that went through the JUCO route.
CJ Pepper. That's what they're with him.
Okay.
So people, that's kind of the number side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Player aspect of it. Okay, first. Give me the. We use this name so much that I don't want to do it because I don't want to drag it. But it looks a lot alike. How many times have we compared Dwayne Sutton to everybody?
Or
you have to do that because he's getting a whole bunch of those kind. But,
I know,
but better. Listen, either more better offense. Better offense.
But Dwayne is the perfect glue guy.
Yeah, do it all.
So you think glue guy, you think Dwayne Sutton.
Takes his defense serious.
Sure.
Takes his defense serious. Takes his rebounding serious. Takes his physicality serious. I will say this. Game-wise, people, you can tell he values the basketball. Okay? So you don't have to worry about him running himself into a bunch of danger.
Yeah.
Right? Like we've been watching recently. Guys just running themselves into danger. Not, you know, he's very patient on the offensive end. Again, adult. Sure. An adult that buys into a system, right? Mm-hmm. When he shoot, you could tell he's very he doesn't shoot unless he's wide open. Mm-hmm. He doesn't shoot until this is the absolute right shot. He's very, very patient. Like I said, his percentages from the floor are going to be good. Like he's going to be,
yeah.
He's going to be 60%. Like,
yeah. I mean, 54 in the Pac-12 this year.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet.
Yeah, this guy is not. He's not. You watch him. You watch how patient he is. Also, this is another thing I'm noticing. Coach Kelsey is getting adults who know how to set up a backdoor play.
Yep.
Who know when to cut. They know on a pump fake, like, is it there? A lot of times, coaches will have to draw up kind of a surprise backdoor play. But sometimes, if a guy picks up the ball and the defense is tight on you, you know, a guy's supposed to cut, you know, cut if it's the opportunity's there. I noticed with a lot of these guys, he's looking for guys that can find, you know, can throw a nice angle on a backdoor cut. Mm-hmm. And a guy who knows when to take that backdoor cut. And he's bringing them from offenses that look a little more like mine, if that makes sense.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, so if you are, it's kind of like the potential thing versus the know-how thing. We're dealing with that with when we watch the tournaments and watch the maturity, and sure, maturity just knows they might not necessarily be more athletic. They might not be the highest jumping guys, but when you watched UConn, you watch guys get to the middle, and if you don't appreciate basketball, you don't understand why UConn is so good.
Oh yeah,
you know, absolutely. If you don't just watch basketball, you can't see IQ.
Uh huh.
When you see Hurley tap his head, and set up this, you know, a backdoor play in a clutch situation, and see them
when it's him being able to micromanage and them being able to take micromanaging on and have the ability to do it on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it makes them great.
Mm-hmm.
And they won every game by 15.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. And again, everybody follows the rules and everybody adapts. They know when the rules don't apply.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, like I said, that was the IQ shown by the UConn team was why, you know, was the basketball purist.
Sure.
You know, dream. It looks like he's particularly saying, I don't need the upside potential as much as I need the guys who know how to do this, who mm-hmm. know how to find the guy on his path, who are going to take care of the ball. Like, he's getting heavy IQ.
Yeah.
Like, he's not out here hunting for potential. Like, I can individual instruction this kid and turn him into something. I need guys that know how to play basketball.
Yeah.
So, yeah. When you see that, you say, okay, this is why he says, I'm totally going with
free coffee. That's pretty cool.
Was that free coffee or was that just a coffee stand like a hustle? It said free coffee on it?
I thought it said free coffee. Is today like a move-in day or something?
No, maybe. Oh, well, you are getting close to the exams. Chase said he's got I mean, I remember around Derby time, you end up cramming.
It might just be a club on campus or something. By the way, according to Next Up Recruits, says Pat Kelsey and crew they'll be in Georgetown and Lexington today, visiting the families of 2025 7-foot center Malachi Moreno, who plays here in the state, plays for Great Crossings,
mm-hmm.
great player, and 6'5" Jasper Johnson, point guard, who's a top 10 player in top 5 player in the country,
in state,
but they're both in staters. So that's one thing I love. Listen, Kentucky is always going to
bully.
It's going to be tough to pull in-staters out of this area away. But Jeff Brohm is this way. He just pulled a kid from Union, Kentucky. I like that Pat Kelsey's not afraid to say, yeah, no, we'll go. Jasper Johnson is been like a Kentucky. There, people are like, yeah, he's going to Kentucky. I love that Pat Kelsey's like, cool, he can go there over us, though. Like, he's going to crawl over us to get there.
Yeah.
That's fine. We got money. We got stuff. We're good. Let's go. So, Pat Kelsey, man, he ain't playing around.
Does he need?
But he probably watched the press conference and was like, I can out-recruit this guy.
He said they brought out all the stops and that's all they got.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, I can never. I want a piece of him.
Yeah, yeah.
He's probably like, boy, they better not.
I know.
They better not. I know. He better not. It could get ugly quick.
But yeah, I think that's a great breakdown of Javon Hadley, man. I mean, and listen, again, he's supposed to be committing tomorrow.
I didn't see his free throw percentage,
though. I didn't either. He's supposed to be committing tomorrow between us and USC. And like I said, you're getting the heavy Trilly Donovan. He's going to Louisville stuff. So it feels like he's going to pick Louisville tomorrow.
He was here this weekend?
Yesterday. He was here for a day.
Okay, yesterday.
Yeah, he just came in for a day. So, but I'll be honest with you, it sounds like one of those, and in the NIL world, we're allowed to say this now, it sounds like one of those, we've already talked, you're coming here,
mm-hmm.
he's got to come see it.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure. So, okay, I like it. There's nothing here that I'm like, ooh, you know.
The perfect weather.
Yeah, it sounds as though he's a Michigan kid, though. So,
Steve, don't ever.
Dude, we got Terrence Edwards in the middle of a tornado.
Don't you ever discount
Pat Kelsey is a beast.
My weather facts.
A tornado hit, Marcus.
And we got who?
And we got Terrence Edwards Jr.
I'll tell you what, we'll take our last commercial break on that note. 939 DeVille. Welcome back. It's been Jason Marcus, baby. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. A couple quick shout outs. First and foremost, although the weather is beautiful right now, we've had some windy days. We've had a lot of property damage in the recent months. I don't want you to put any getting your house checked out. You want to have it nice and ready for any impending doom or any damage that has been done. You want to get a hold of it. Jump ahead of it right now. Just could remember, your home is your fortress, and your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned and operated. We'll provide free inspections, estimates, and of course, they'll work with your insurance. Did I also mention their A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964 today. And if you haven't got to the place where you have to worry about your roof and you're worried about still buying the home, make sure you keep in mind Derek A. Stewart for all your home buying and selling needs. That number is 502-314-9868. Derek A. Stewart. Oh boy, I'm going to put the full court press on Jalen Reeves-Maybin. It's time for you to get some property in Louisville, Kentucky, or surrounding areas. Time for Jalen to get some property around here, Steve.
You ready to move?
Yeah.
Where are we going?
I don't know yet, but I know someone who I will not be telling where I live. You can forget about it.
Outside Maven's house.
Sophie. Okay, let me get to the phone lines really quick. Alex, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, guys? So, I got a phone call from my father-in-law who's a Kentucky fan. And he was so excited to have, and to his credit, he was telling me that he thinks that, because he heard that Louisville fans were upset about the coach rehab, yada yada yada. And he was like, I think you guys got a good one. Like, of course you think that. But he was like, man, they're going to get the band back together, and he was telling me all this stuff, and I said, hey, how you think your boys going to do at recruiting? You guys think? He said, oh, we're going to get some five stars, at least one or two. We don't need five stars anymore. We just need good coaching. And I was like, wow. Yeah, I just said to myself, I was like, man, y'all don't even understand, like, what, like, I mean, I'm not going to sit up here and act like he was a guru of coaching, but the recruiting that y'all think y'all, and then he said, oh, also he was coaching at BYU. And he was like, you got to be Mormon to go to BYU. You think there's any good Mormon basketball players out there? I was like, okay, well, I don't think you should diss Mormons like that. But, hey, if that's what you want to do to make yourself feel better about this coaching hire, like, fantastic. I can't wait to see you guys in December. I'm looking forward to that. But in my personal opinion, I mean, Kentucky is Kentucky. I think they'll get some decent recruits, but I think the recruiting is not going to be what it was at first. Or am I just delusional? Thank you, guys. I'll listen.
I won't use the word recruiting as much anymore.
Because I don't think it's going to matter as much.
It's going to be team building.
Yeah. Sure.
Team building, team formulation, putting together a squad.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just the recruitment phrasing is just, you have to kind of change your...
Yeah.
Yeah, you just have to change your thing. Okay, so something completely off the... Listen, we love Chick-fil-A. It's Chick-fil-A Day. But I have to tell you about something, Steve, that I did last night. I think I figured out the perfect chicken wing.
Oh. I'm listening.
Okay. I did. I had an experiment probably about 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
It didn't work out like I wanted it.
Okay.
I said, you know what? It's been in the back of my mind. The chicken wings won that last fight, right?
That's fair.
So I said, you know what? I don't even want chicken wings. Ooh. I got fettuccine on deck, you know, whatever, whatever. Okay. I don't even want chicken wings. But it's Sunday. I'm not, you know, I got the night show. I'm going to try this, you know, try this again. The goal was to make the perfect quick oven chicken wing.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And it's because everybody got to be able to always be able to throw the wings in for, you know, for whatever, you know.
Absolutely.
And not have to go buy them or have the option to not go buy
Absolutely.
Them. Okay, so Steve, a tablespoon of baking flour, okay?
All right. Listen.
Smoked paprika, onion powder, salt and pepper, and I would advise someone to get their favorite, you know, Dano, Old Bay, whatever you do, you know. Add, you know, add your to taste thing, right? But you put that in your little flour bag. And this is me coming from, like, I'm a complete novice, you know, on the wing side of things. You know, I can grill, I can marinate, I can do all that stuff. But just the pure, everybody loves a crispy wing. Just a true, in truest form wing. 425, 20 minutes. Flip. 425. 20 minutes. Unthawed. Make sure you pat it dry before.
Okay.
You know, look, throw the wings in the bag. Shake it up real good. Shake them up.
Have
shake
to.
Them up. Shake them up. Shake them.
Yep.
Roll them in the circle of homies and watch me break them.
Yeah.
With seven.
Naturally.
7-Eleven. 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Okay. Steve, when I tell you, after those two rounds, the wing that came out of that oven, it was like commercial. It had a crisp surface, Steve.
Oh,
that is like if you got family to feed,
yeah,
and everybody can do wings. It was. It was incredible. I don't know if I can pull that off with the drumstick. I'm sure I had to increase the
sure.
But if this works with the wing, I imagine it will work with the full chicken drumstick. And I might try that. And you just bake it, and there's no oil involved. So to be able to do that without Ooh. The oils and the greases.
Yeah.
It was a great experiment last night. So, Steve.
I'm feeling
one
it,
of these, one of these days when you're going to, look, then they put that commercial up on TV. And say, I'm like, yeah, never mind.
Yeah. Or you could just use a wood fire grill.
What's the egg?
Yeah, the big green egg.
The green egg.
Yeah.
Or you can just go to Chick-fil-A. Roger, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. I wait for days to call y'all, or to listen to y'all, rather. Y'all were talking about big men earlier that can pass out of post.
Yes.
And it always brings to mind Purvis Ellison. He was the smoothest. He would catch the ball with one hand, knew where he was passing it to before he even caught the pass, and would pass it back out in one motion. And that just, something like that, you can't teach that, but I wish you could. But that it was the smoothest I'd ever seen anybody do it, and he did it on a regular basis. He had so much basketball knowledge. I remember in one game, the team we were playing, I don't know who it was, they were trying to be sneaky, and we were taking the ball out on one end of the court. Well, they lined up down at the other end of the court to try to confuse us. And Purvis led the team out, and he just pointed at the proper end of the court, like, no, we're going down here, come on.
So high IQ?
Oh, very, very high IQ. And, you know, if we could get somebody even a smidge of the caliber of IQ that he's got, that would be fantastic. And Kelsey knows who he's looking for. I got plenty of faith in him on that.
Yeah,
okay. But anyway, I enjoy y'all. I'll get off and listen to you.
Oh, Roger,
appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. To be a good passer, what's the best quality you got to have?
Peripheral vision.
Anticipation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anticipation.
I mean, like, for instance, there was a pass Caitlin Clark threw against, I think it was UConn. No, it was South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Girl was cutting down the lane. She was coming, and, like, she hit the three-point line, and Caitlin Clark threw it to the basket.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, you know, a girl comes through right in her hands right there. It's like, yeah, no, that's the only way that ball could have been thrown. You know, like, you've got to have that.
I was also thinking, like, this is when we're talking about the big man, big pass, big man. I got a little angry about fans. No, it's a big pass, a big deal. And it's like, you know, it's important.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then I was thinking anticipation or buy-in, team buy-in, you know? Because that, like, might make you a better passer, too.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, like, absolutely.
If you're not thinking about scoring and you're reading the floor. Like,
sure.
Like, if you really just take scoring out of your brain, you could be an unbelievable passer.
Yeah.
But it's like,
I mean, think about it.
If you catch the ball and you look at scoring first and then say, okay, I don't got it, so now I can pass it.
People laughed and mocked at John Calipari. And he said, I got a tweak. They're like, what's the tweak? He's like, I told Andrew Harrison, don't shoot the ball ever again. Just pass the ball.
One of the former players disagrees with Roger in Purvis passing. Okay. But keep
somebody's
going.
Like, yeah, no, that's so not true. Not true. Yeah. Yeah, that's just not. But yeah, and that tweak took him all the way to the national championship game by just telling your point guard, don't shoot the ball anymore. Just pass. Unless you're wide open, you do not shoot the basketball.
Can you imagine just eliminating offense from your brain?
Yeah.
And how good of a – if you can handle the ball and you eliminate offense from your brain except for, like you said, wide open layups.
Yep.
And you have a skill set, you're going to be – like, your coach is going to be like, we're gonna win it all.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I have two players on my team that are – top, you know, top caliber players and are not looking at the basket.
Yeah.
Could you imagine a coach telling you that, Steve? You'd be like, get out of my face.
No, yeah, you don't want me to what?
Yeah. I thought the game was basketball.
Worst coach of all time. Yeah. Well, you know, regardless.
Yeah. But yeah, if a coach can get two or three guys that can score.
Yeah. And you're right, that's buy-in.
To just buy in and say, hey, you think pass first, second, and third, and score fourth. Somebody's going to be getting good, you know, your better players are going to be getting awesome looks.
100%.
Man, you can go ahead and play us out, Tanner. Get loaded. Roll along, it's going to be a fun week.
Think so, man.
93.9 The Bell.